nation, giving due praise to those who better the situation. Around the globe and in your own community, the ones who convey the need for peace, love, and unity. In a world of oppression and hatred, the violence is negated, always proving the sacred. Mothers and teachers never preach it, but they reach us, making our connection to all living creatures. We can learn a lot against the backdrop of war. So many things worth dying for, but none worth killing for. Who will rise above when the system attacks us? Bold is love, theory and the praxis. Guitar, drum, and samples, documenting those who would lead by example. Two school employees, Marshall and Jaqua, to help kids founded the Boys Club Omega. No federal, state, or city assistance, just commitment to keeping high-risk youth at a distance from drugs, unsafe sex, and guns. All by themselves, started up their own children's defense fund, teaching the youth non-violence and knowledge. Now kids who never had a chance are in college. There's Betsy Todd, who's a registered nurse, over 18 years, a medical research trying to find a cure for AIDS. Yet she keeps running up against all the bureaucratic barricades and lies of the pharmaceutical company. Kill a million animals as long as it's making money. It takes patience and courage to make a difference. Theory into practice, move beyond the ignorance.
Fight against racism, sexism, and against all forms of oppression, unity of oppression.
Let's have justice and respect for others. Let's not oppress those who can't stick up for themselves or those who have historically been oppressed.
We did unity in 91, it's just begun. Until the battle is won, your work is never done. And all the writings, Carol Adams and Marty Keel, discuss how it feels when you're made to kneel and deal with the common oppression of all women and the animals. Analysis never fanatical but radical. Judy Berry knows what the power of one can do. A union organizer and a mother of two. She was almost killed by a terrorist. She became a mark just because she's an earth first activist. Using her mind, put her body on the line. Read the signs, make a change in her own lifetime. For all the rock stars, preachers, and other politicians, there are people in our own backyard who have the vision to create the kind of peace who's